In many ways, this has been a difficult campaign for everyone, with perhaps more than its fair share of personal attacks and heated rhetoric. Parents and politicians alike have even lamented the idea that kids hear a lot of it. Democrat Hillary Clinton aired a campaign ad where children watch Republican Donald Trump on TV.
They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. And you can tell them to go themselves.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
In Newport, civics teacher Lee Russell knows all too well just how much children are absorbing this election.
I have an 8-year-old, so she's in third grade, and she already has an idea about Donald Trump now. And I really don't know how it came into her mind. So I'm not sure if it's happening in the school or on the school bus.
But Russell says that's not all bad. For sixth graders in his classroom, the controversy and the outsized personalities this year have made it easier to engage in discussions of democracy and the founding of the nation, all part of the civics curriculum at Thompson Middle School. Walking down the hallway, Russell says it's almost like Donald Trump speaks the language of junior high.
Some of the funny names that are coming out of it, I think kids have latched on to lying Hillary and Crooked Ted and low energy. I mean, those things are just put in such simple terms that kids get it.
But there are many issues in this election that are far from simple, like terrorism and job loss. Russell says he tries to push students to go beyond those headline-grabbing phrases and look at the candidate platforms. Do they discuss solutions that could work? Providence High School civics teacher Maya Chavez sees this election as an opportunity.
They asked me if I wanted to teach something besides civics this year, and I was like, no, it's an election year. Like, why would I want to teach anything else? It's perfect, you know, because kids are seeing stuff on Facebook, and they're coming in. They're like, well, my friend said this. Like, that's wrong, right, miss? And here's my evidence for it.
Chavez teaches ninth grade at Alvarez High School, where students look at the difference between the country's two dominant political parties. This year gave her lots of contrasting views to work with.
What do they have to say about, you know, immigration reform? What do they have to say about the Syrian refugee crisis, about gun control, health care?
And Chavez says her students have plenty to say when it comes to these controversial issues. She tries to give them tools to analyze and deconstruct the candidates' positions.
They'll look at like a campaign video, identify what's the candidate's argument, what evidence are they using to support it, identify whether or not it's strong evidence or is it weak evidence, right? Is the candidate making a claim about climate change based on what the weather is outside or based on additional research, right?
Chavez believes it's empowering to give students the vocabulary and the space to discuss controversial issues, especially during an election like this one, where some of the candidates' views may upset or offend students. But to do that, you have to set ground rules early for those moments when your students disagree.
You can't be inappropriate. So here's what you can do. You can disagree with somebody, you can not love their opinion, but you need to be able to discuss it with facts and bring the evidence to the table.
Don Casey Rowe teaches civics at Davies Career and Technical High School in Lincoln.
And I had two distinct camps, three actually, before Senator Sanders left the race. And so they actually started to congregate in sections of the room. And I would say, hey, how's my Trump camp feel about that? How does the Clinton camp like to respond to that? Or, you know, are you going to be able to support either side? And we'd have those conversations.
Sometimes it got heated. Her students have personal experience with many of the issues brought up in this campaign.
I'll see it in jobs issue and in issues about welfare reform, the war. You know, these are real issues to these students. You know, when I've got kids that are nervous that a parent is going to be deported. You know, these are real issues that come to their hearts.
Like her colleagues in Newport and Providence, Casey Rowe spends class time on media analysis and how to evaluate information for credibility. She even asked students to count the number of times each candidate was mentioned during a broadcast one evening. She wants her students to realize they're not stuck on the sidelines of this debate. In an era of social media, they have power.
My students are, you know, I'll have some seniors who can vote, but aside from that, most of them can't. But if you look at their social media reach, look at them on Instagram, Snapchat, you look at them on Twitter and Facebook, students with monetized YouTube channels, for example, they have that grassroots power within them.
Casey Rowe tells her students they have a voice if they choose to use it and a chance to influence a larger conversation that will likely continue even after the election. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.